Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hey there, my friends. Welcome to our September predictions. You know, it's not a flashy month. It's neither good nor bad. It's not really eventful on the outside, but definitely eventful on the inside. Does that make sense? It's like a lot of going in, a lot of reflection. It's kind of like when you're doing work, but nobody can really see it on the outside. That's the vibe of September. So I am not afraid. So be unafraid. But we have seven messages / predictions for September. And I hope that this episode really guides this month for you so that you can take more advantage of the energy that's trying to come towards you. There's definitely these messages about digging deeper into some stuff. So definitely just keep your heart and your ears open. Hear what is for you. Receive what is for you. And move forward with it. All right, let's get into message number one. In message number one, I actually was receiving a vision, an image. It was so funny. Mary Poppins showed up, like when I had my eyes closed, and she was like, I come in peace. And it kind of just reminded me, I mean, Mary Poppins means something to me, obviously it might not mean something to everybody. I grew up watching Mary Poppins movie. I loved it so much. I don't know what that means for the psyche of my childhood, but I loved her. And when I saw her coming forward, I think like, Mary Poppins represents, you know, some rules, some structure, but definitely in a feminine way, in a playful way. Like I remember her showing up to the kids and the kids being like a little nervous that Mary Poppins was here and she kind of looked a little strict or whatever, but she ended up being a total joy. And the kids actually even enjoyed the structure that she brought. So that is what I'm feeling we're going to see. And it is Virgo season, of course. We're in September. I love me a good Virgo season. My favorite people are Virgos, my dog Molly, and my assistant cat. So this is like about, there's some sort of structures, some sort of rules, rituals, organization that's trying to come your way, but in a feminine way, which is really nice. It's because I think sometimes like what really pushes us away from structures and organization is because we get too masculine about it. And like, that's just like not the vibe. This is really about structures that work for us. The other day we were redoing something in my business and I had to sit there and be like, okay, you're about to make a structure, Nikki, but it needs to work for you. Like, it's not just like, oh, I must make structure and this is how I think structure is. So I guess I'm going to have to force myself to fit into that structure. No, it's really about creating something that actually works and benefits you. Like if you know you don't like waking up early, well, then guess what? You're not going to put write in my journal and meditate at 5 a.m. because that doesn't work for you, right? You might put it during lunchtime or you might put it at night. So it's definitely about like bringing some form into your life, but keeping in mind the person who's going to live into this form, which is you. So is it, you know, what do you need to be successful in this form? So not setting yourself up for failure. Also, I think this message is about like not resisting that structure or that form, that it might look scary at first. You might think you can't do it, or maybe you're scared of yourself because you know you can get militant. Bring that vision of Mary Poppins forward, you know, like really see that it's fun and it's a good thing and it's playful and it's very magical. So it's, I feel like because we saw this like magical character in the vision, we're also seeing that, yeah, you're going to do the best you can with the structure, but you don't need to know everything. You don't need to have everything perfect because there will be some magic along the way, like some unexpected surprises, some things that just kind of fit and work, like the right person coming at the right time or like something that was unexpected come in. But you have to at least start the process. Like, you know, when let's say you're like looking at starting to build a house and you're like, wow, all I can do is build it on my own. But then all of a sudden people start showing up, right? People show up to help and people show up with expertise and then it all gets done. So that's definitely where we're at. And to say yes, the structure comes in peace. It is here to support and it is meant to be soft and beneficial to your type of person. Message number two. Oh, I was so happy to see this one. There is a return to the heart of something. So it almost feels spiritual to me. So we might even see that, like, you go and reconnect with your spirituality and you connect to, like, what is the divine? What is God? The purpose of something. So maybe it's like, man, I've really been struggling the last 3 years with my kids, but I've lifted something and now I'm getting back into the heart of, like, why I wanted kids, or, you know, what is beautiful about kids. Or maybe you've lost your connection to the work you do and you don't even know why you do it anymore. There's some sort of, like, returning of the heart. Maybe it's returning to the heart of my relationship, right? Like, maybe I remember totally loving this person, but it's been a hard few years, a hard few months, whatever it may be. And now we are returning to the heart of things. So it just looks like we're getting out of the head and into the heart on something pretty unexpected. My sense is, like, in the way the heart brings you there, you don't really like, you know, like almost like you don't want to go there, but something brings you there, like kind of something drops you into your heart unexpectedly, but you realize that you've been in your head all this time and you know, like, that wasn't helping you and that wasn't beneficial. So there's this return to the heart center. I think another message here is that maybe it doesn't happen naturally. I mean, I see a lot of it just kind of coming organically. But I think a message here too is, like, are you in your head about something and are you getting nowhere? What about dropping into the heart? What helps you get back into the heart? How do you even start that process? Maybe you're like, yeah, I am disconnected from my work. And maybe you don't get to the heart of it this month, but maybe you start that journey of seeking your heart, like seeking the answers within your heart, even if that doesn't mean it might not come for another 6 months, let's say, but to start that journey inward into the heart. If you like connecting to spirit guides or ascended masters, Jesus is amazing for heart work. And if you feel comfortable with that, I would definitely call that ascended master forward. Message number three, the haunting of the ancestors. That's what I wrote. So we are going to be haunted by the ancestors in a fun way. So ancestors, of course, are anything from, it's just people from our lineage. So that could be your grandmother, a parent, you know, a great, great grandmother that you never met. But the ancestors are coming forward this month. So you might accidentally have a mediumship reading that you didn't plan. So it could be like something as simple as that. Or it could also be that you are hitting a wall with something, or you're realizing that something that maybe you're healing or that you're working on is deeper than you, that it's actually like from the lineage. It's from way above you. Of course, I start talking about them and then they all show up. So there's something about, like, realizing that, you know, you're not alone in this, and that it might be annoying to heal this thing, or it might be annoying to look at this thing, or maybe you're frustrated with yourself and, like, why can't I fix or heal this or move ahead? And it's pointing, I'm like pointing up. It's like kind of pointing up to the ancestors. This is also a call to maybe going deeper into your lineage and learning a little bit more, maybe asking questions of those who are living. Maybe you're called to do a fun project with your grandmother because, you know, she's aging and you want to write some things down or write some recipes down with her or something. So there's something about, like, the people before you, whether they're going to be, like, reaching out supernaturally, right? Like through kind of like a mediumship or meditation or in your dreams, or you're going to meet them at a wall that you are hitting, like that it's coming from there, or that there is a kind of a knowing that you want to connect with the people before you. And haunting was a funny word because not all ancestors are doing okay, you know? Not all of our loved ones that passed are, like, at peace. So sometimes they may come forward because they feel bad about something that they did and they need to connect with you and almost, like, either make it up for with you so that they can move on. So I use haunting because it feels like some of it might not be like, oh, cool, my grandmother came to chat with me. Like, some of it may be like, listen, your mother treated you that way because I treated her that way, and the suffering that you have gone through has, like, come through me, and I need to make amends. And I don't know what making amends looks like on the other side by any means, but perhaps you do something to set them free. Maybe you let them know that you're okay, and kind of releasing those ancestors. So if you feel a little haunted, that is because they need to be released and sent back to the light, and finding what that that cleaning is. I don't even know. I feel like this is more of a prediction than like an actual message that I can give you, but there's some sort of releasing and letting go through the ancestral line. My intention behind each podcast episode is to give you a space where you can hear your inner truth, a place where you can hear, feel, and know the whispers of your soul. And if you'd like to be able to take that skill to the next level, I'd love to have you join Clarity App. Clarity is your daily space to hear your inner voice, feel guided, and trust yourself more deeply. Plus, have my vibes in your pocket on demand. With weekly readings, guided meditations, intuitive tools, series that speak to your soul, and monthly live group readings, Clarity helps you move from overthinking and confusion to clarity and confidence so you can live guided by your heart every day for just $19. We have a 3-day trial, so give it a try. The link to join is below. I cannot wait to see you there. Message number 4. So even though September is, again, like not this outwardly kind of shiny month by any means, there is deep reflection in September. There's a depth, there's a going inward and a reflection. I know we're also in eclipse season, so that it could be coming from that. That could be the energy that's coming forward. But for some of us, it does look like there's going to be this deep reflection of going in, like you're going to be forced to go in. And you're going to make a deep and grounded decision. And for some of us, they're not easy decisions. Like I was getting a little bit of like, I can't do this anymore, you know? And I feel like we might see people leaving some work, maybe leaving some relationships. Even this felt very work related as well. Like even like partnerships in work, or the way I'm doing things, there's a reflection that kind of leads to what is best for me. What might be hard to let go there. It's not a purging. It's more of letting something go, even though it wasn't like very, very obvious to let it go, but that it's a leak on my energy. It's something that's pulling me down. It's too heavy. It's too much. And when I do a deep reflection and go within myself, I realize that this is like no longer serving me or benefiting me. But it does feel like it's those hard decisions. Like, have you ever had to let down a dog, right? Like an animal that you love, but you have to put them down because they're suffering. But you're always kind of, I mean, most of the times, like unsure if this is the right thing to do, but something tells you it is, but you know, you're still a little doubtful. It feels like it's something like that, that like, you know, I remember letting go my beautiful little 3-pound Yorkie, Foxy, and she was having seizures in the middle of the night, and it was painful to watch, and she was screaming, and she was older, and it was clear that it was, you know, pretty clear that it was time, but I still felt doubtful, and I kind of, you know, part of me was like, well, what if I let her go one more day or one more week or one more month, you know, like it's just, you don't know how to let that go. So that's what this feels like to me, that you don't really have the answer as to why you know you need to let this go. And it's not even like that obvious that it needs to be let go, but you know, and it comes from this turning inward, which makes me so proud of you because, you know, our work here is all about hearing yourself and following your and trusting yourself. So there's a reflection that leads to some sort of decision where you really trust yourself, and it's a beautiful thing, but it also might be a little bit of a challenging or hard decision. Message number 5, if you're open to it, there is an opportunity this month to see something that you haven't really been wanting to see, but it's like a surprised Easter egg. It's like one of those, like you open it and there's a surprise there. So it makes me feel like it might look like healing, like it might look like something that is tender and raw and that I don't really want to look at. But when you look at it, it like pops open like all this possibility and all this opportunity. So it's kind of like sometimes like looking at a little trauma, like you're like, oh, I didn't even think that that was like such a big deal. But I do think about it a lot. I've definitely mentioned it a lot when that girl did this to me in 6th grade, and I still think about it. And you like, you know, you're just like, well, I was in 6th grade. It was silly. It was not that big deal. But for you, it did affect you. And let's say you bring that to a healer or to your therapist, you work it out, and it just looks like it really opens up. So there is this small effort. It doesn't even feel like it's that big. There's a small effort that gives you a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to having a more expansive life. It just looks like there's energy clogged and stuck on one little thing that you haven't been willing to see. But if you just go for it and like let yourself see it, it just looks like it gives you like so much more than the effort it took to look at the thing, you know? Actually, this reminds me of my therapist does EMDR. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's amazing. If it has been life-changing for me. But anyways, I know that I need to do EMDR on a traumatic experience for me that happened with my husband. But I don't know. I just kind of like, we're good. Like, I love him. He loves me. We're good. Do I really need to look at this thing? But she has like these little like laser eyes that when I talk about something, I can see her eyes like change. And she pokes me without poking me, if that makes sense. And I'm like, I know this bitch wants to talk about this thing. Like, and it's really not that big of a deal. But she finds it to be that big of a deal. And she's already told me that our next session is going to be on that experience. And I could have even done it in our last session, but I definitely was pushing it off and avoiding it, you know? But my sense is that like looking at this thing that to me feels small is probably big once we open it, but I bet I'm gonna get like a bang for my buck, basically. So I will let you know on the other side. We're scheduled for our next session sometime in September. But it just seems like it's something that you might not even know you're avoiding. So it feels like if you want to get some bang for your buck, like basically like expand what's possible for you by looking at one small thing, by having like one small aha moment from a tender place, from a hard place, you can just set the intention. Just say like, okay, September, like show me what I'm unwilling to see that will open a lot for me. Just set that intention, put that little prayer out. And my sense is like you will attract something this month that allows you to go there and allows you to get some space there. It feels like if I was looking at your body, like I almost feel like it's in your stomach on like the right side. And it's just a little bunch of energy. It's like crumbled up, you know, like a crumbled piece of paper, but it is blocking flow. So there needs to be more of a flow of energy in your body, but it's being blocked by this experience and by this memory and by this tension. So do yourself the favor and see it. You don't have to if you're like, you know what, Nikki, I've been doing a lot of healing. I'm not down for it. But if you're just feeling like, okay, yeah, let's like give me some surprise expansion. It's going to come from the things that we have been unwilling to see. Message number 6. This is really about business, money, economy, career, jobs. Just feel optimistic. Like, I don't know if you've been looking for a job. It feels like we're kind of on an upward spiral now, which is really exciting. The economy seems like it's positive. Like, it's looking up. I don't think there's going to be a huge boom or anything like that. But it makes me feel like, you know what it kind of was? It was like, have you ever paid off like a debt? You know, like maybe you're like, oh, I finally made my last car payment or I made my last credit card payment. And then like the next month, you're like, ooh, you get like a little bit of a boost. You know, you're like, oh, great. I don't have that $500, you know, bill this month. That's what this feels like. It's not like, wow, I got an extra 10 grand. But there's a little bit of space when it comes to money and just optimism about what we do for work and like how we make money. And there's definitely like an upward spiral from here. It's kind of, we saw this in one of the Monday readings. I forget which one, but it was like a hard time was over. And so we're kind of at the beginning of an upward spiral time when it comes to business, money, career, job, like anything like that. And it might not even be for you, but it could be for a partner as well. So it might, like maybe it's your partner or maybe somebody that you love. It could even be like a boss that boss has been struggling and you're happy to see that like she's moving on up. So this was just very positive. The words were optimism or optimistic, upward, but small. Like don't expect any huge. And I think that's the big shift here, right? Like I think that, I don't know, sometimes like we were coming off of times of booms or we were like, when it came to work and career, we were like playing the lottery because we came off of a lottery moment. Like even during 2020, like some people hit the lottery, like some people blew up on TikTok. You know, some people made a lot of money during that time. We were given money during that time. So the economy had more. And like that kind of gave us a false sense of winning, if that makes sense. And then there was a big drop, obviously. So we're not going to go back to that lottery kind of Vegas slot machine vibe where we like, oh, wow, like you can make it or like you can hit it big. Like it's not that. And if you're still seeking that, you'll be disappointed. But this is more just like, oh, every month I like increase more and more. It's kind of like saying, oh, I finished paying off that credit card debt. So now I can take $500 a month that I used to pay for that credit card and invest it. And then every month I make a little bit more. And in, you know, 5 years, I'm going to have more money. So there's just something like that that's coming. And if you want, you can get on the upward spiral when it comes to business, money, career, that kind of stuff. And finally, message number 7. This one's kind of funny to me. This was being brought to me by truly the almost like the guardians of you, the guardians of the earth, the guardians of you, the guardians of the new earth, of the collective, like whatever is helping us expand as a collective and move forward. And they were saying to beware of the hype, to beware of the clickbait kind of. So there was this era where we were just getting very manipulated emotionally. I think it was maybe always happening, but then it started to come to the light over the last few years and it really ramped up, you know, 2020 politics, all that kind of stuff, right? And everybody caught on to this. It's almost like there was some sort of boom in, I don't know, some manipulation selling. I don't even know what the word is. And there, that has been seen. Like it's kind of cracked open over the last few months. There's this like veil that has like lifted where you can see that manipulation. And they're really asking you to pass the test, you know, to make sure that you're not giving into any hype or manipulation. And this could come from, definitely I'm seeing this like media wise, just media in general. But this also can come from like your life, right? Like that one person that manipulates you like hardcore, you put a strong boundary, they haven't bothered you for 6 months, but then they come right back, right? And they like, once again, start to do that manipulation stuff. And this time, like, you're not going to fall for it. I see it with a lot of compassion, and we're not supposed to like react to like fight back or be an activist, but to notice when somebody is trying to use our emotions to meet their needs, if that makes sense. So like, let's say I have the need to sell you something for $5. So I'm going to, manipulate your emotions so that you give me that $5 because I need my need met. By receiving that $5, and in order to do it, I'm going to use you, let's say. I can still get my needs met of $5 by being in collaboration with you, but there's a part of me that's like working with a lower vibration and thinks I have to manipulate you to get it. So it's not that the person is bad. For example, think about a kid, right? My kids manipulate me all the time because they find out different ways to get their needs met. And there's nothing wrong with like them getting their needs met. But what I don't like is when they use a lower vibration to get it, right? Like an abuse of my emotion, a fear tactic, you know, whatever. And instead it's my job to maybe teach them to get their needs met, but like through a higher vibration. Maybe it's transparency, being honest, sharing their emotions and explaining like what it is that they need, right? Being more vocal, maybe learning how to work for something, whatever it may be. So the reason that we're being asked to do this as a whole, we've already been doing it, but to do it as a whole is because the earth is trying to move into more transparency. And this is actually preparing us because like telepathy is coming in a big way. And there's just like almost like a greater intuition that's coming forward in humans in general. So we need to encourage transparency. And if we give into manipulation, we're not letting like the other person learn the skill of transparency, like how to communicate and be transparent and, share their emotions, that kind of stuff, share their desires, their needs. So we are like leaving them in an immature state, if that makes sense. And even just if that means media, for example, like it's okay that there's like information out there and that people want to get our attention and all that stuff. Like that's cool. There's nothing wrong with making money. Of course, like I make money. I'm sure many of you guys are doing it through things like that. But it's about like teaching us that we can still get those needs met through transparency. There's a higher vibration. There's a maturing of communication that's trying to come forward, and we're part of that revolution. So they're like, They were saying like, be part of the revolution is what I wrote down. And hopefully that makes sense to you guys. I know that it's kind of hard to, I hope I did a good job of explaining it, but yeah. All right, friends, that's September. Let me know what sticks. Keep me posted. I'm excited for you. I send you so much love. I am proud of us. We are doing great work. And enjoy your month. See you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.